Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Friday, TGIF, April 9th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I sound like you're having a good day.
I'm having an awesome day today.
Well, praise God for that. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. And I mean, what can you say? I woke up this morning and went out on the front porch, had a cup of coffee, watched deer in the field, and listened to birds sing. It's a good day, good way to start the day. It's been a good day all day.
Well, it's rainy and cloudy here on the eastern shore, so we didn't have sunshine, but it's still a good day.
It is a good day.
It is
God
a good
bless
day.
You with decent health and a place to sleep and food on the table. That's a good day.
It is. It is. And, you know, we'll have to see what gold prices did today. Yeah, we had a little bit of a pullback. We had a fairly good run here for a little bit. So gold was down $12 today at $1,744. Silver was down 22 pennies at $25.33. Platinum was down $30, $1,205. Palladium is showing 2,696. The USDX today was stronger by 0.09, 92.16. Crude oil was down 0.22 at 59.38. And, you know, the Dow jumped nearly 300 points today to a record high. Had a gain of 2% for this week. 33,800 up 296. The NASDAQ was up 31 points at 4,128. The NASDAQ was up 70 at 13,900. And let's see what other good news is out there in the world of paper. You have the treasuries. I'm going to have to see. That's not right. I think that number is wrong there. So that's it in a nutshell. And, you know, there's, you know, which I don't know how often we can talk about inflation. I don't know how often we can talk, you know, when you have the markets reacting so strongly. We know you've got, you know, the Fed pumping money in there. You've got Lord knows whatever. We did have the U.S. producer price index that rose 1% in March. That's a pretty big jump. Is the largest annual gain in 9.5 years, fitting in with the expectations for higher inflation as we see this economy sort of reopen, and the massive government spending. The producer price index for final demand jumped 1% last month after increasing 0.5% in February. In the 12 months through March, the PPI surged 4.2%, and that was the biggest year-on-year since September of 2011. A lot of these economists were calling for much lower numbers. And so, again, just another little sign of inflation creeping into some various reports, financial reports. You know, there really isn't, you know, it's GM and Ford cutting production at several North American plants continue due to an ongoing semiconductor chip shortage. We've talked about that before, Butch.
Yes, it just keeps getting worse. You know, I got to make this comment, what's on my mind, too, that you hear the Ford and GM cutting plant, wars, literally rumors, wars starting all over the world, and we're going to show you that in a little bit, too, in more detail, and the market continues to climb. It used to be, when all those things happening, it would become a little unsettled. It would react to that, but nothing seems to phase it right now.
No. And, of course, you have the temporary plant closures, they range from a week or two to several additional weeks for plants that have already been idle due to the parts shortage. The company expects the problems will reduce its operating profit by $1.5 billion to $2 billion this year. And so, again, that's both Ford and GM, General Motors. So Ford, as we said, had already announced the production cuts at 6 plants last week. That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
And I heard these ship shortages. Ship. I got to be careful what I say. Chip. I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't.
The chip shortages, thank you very much. It could be several months. I heard till, well, there's some reports out there that could go up until, you know, the fall.
Well, I do know that used car prices are already going through the roof, too.
Yeah.
And because of this, new cars are not being reduced, and used car prices are going through the roof.
My so
son
they
sells,
are.
Sells cars, and he said the prices are just steadily climbing. Now that, I guess you call that inflation too. No matter what causes it, it's still inflation.
Prices are going up, but what's the root of that? You know, the root of it is sure you have supply disruptions and so forth. It's interesting. I'd like to know. I mean, we've had supply disruptions since a year ago when everything was shut down. That's when we began to see supply shortages and disruptions in the supply chains. And so it's just added on to it. And, you know, Butch, we still don't have a good idea. I mean, everybody gets all excited about all these jobs, you know, these jobs being created and so forth, but they're not being created. These are old jobs just coming back online.
Yeah, we'll discuss that in a minute, too. There's a lot of fluff, a lot of fluff out there. They're trying to make it look prettier than what it is, and it just isn't true. We're going to discuss that in some detail because people, we have been deceived for so long, Melody, with real facts, what's happening in this country and around the world, but I live in America. I mean, inflation is 2% a year. Ha, ha, ha. You know, there are more jobs coming in every month, and it's going. The coronavirus is dying away, and more jobs coming out. Less people on unemployment. Well, that's partially true because a lot of them quit trying. They're out of work. They quit drawing unemployment because they can't get any longer. So yeah, they're no longer on unemployment, but they're also out of work. There's a lot of things that they do cover up. Not that they can, they do cover it up to make the picture look rosier than what it is. And you have to look at the real numbers to understand this. But it is not getting better. It is not getting better. And I was sharing a little bit too. I think like 400,000 businesses shut down permanently.
Yeah.
How can that be better? Anyway, you go ahead.
You know, there was an article by Lombardi, and that's what he's talking about. It's just like, yeah, on the surface, everything seems normal. I mean, I was with some high school friends this week, you know, and they're talking about their paper investments. Well, if you weren't in this market, you would have missed it all. Well, I did. And it's true. And they're riding high. I mean, that's how they make that. That's how they live. They live off of their investments at these higher prices. So they did do well in the past 10 years, but they can't. And they know. They know, and they admit that something is coming their way. They talk about the reset. They, I don't call it a reset. I call it default on the dollar, default on our debt, and we got debt too great to be paid. It's because they will default. And they know this, but they don't do anything about it because on the surface, everything seems sort of normal. Even if there is any type of small economic turbulence, you know, you're going to have the central banks coming to fix it or at least put the Band-Aid on it, you know, full force. But there's a lot of underneath and deep problems in these details. And there's major problems. You have Archegos fiasco. You know, that was a big deal. I mean, that was a big deal. Credit Suisse has taken almost a $5 billion hit. You have the derivatives that are all tied into everything. As of the fourth quarter of 2020, banks in the U.S. had derivatives with a notional value of almost $164 trillion. The vast majority of these derivatives were concentrated in interest rates. And then it goes on and talks about, can something break? Yeah, something can break. We just don't know what it is or when it's going to happen. I mean, those are just huge numbers, and it just doesn't. And you're right, it just doesn't seem to care. Nobody seems to care. And they're going to ride the wave for as long as they can. Because when that wave comes crashing down, yeah, it's going to be nasty. And they're just, I don't know, Butch, it really is amazing. You're right.
It is. And I don't set dates. I don't never have believed in setting dates, but I heard some very reliable sources saying within the next 6 months, they expect the reset to happen within the next 6 months, within this, that time period.
Well, it was supposed to happen in January, too, from the same one.
That's what I say.
Don't
set dates. No. But it has to be getting closer. That's the point. It's got to be getting closer. You know, whether it's a year off, 2 years off, or 6 months now, it's closer than it was last year. So it's got to be getting closer because we're getting further and further in debt every day. So the obvious end is closer. Whenever it is, I don't know. But it's closer. Just like when Christ comes back and the end of the world, as we know it, it's closer than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just the way it is.
By trillions of dollars, we're closer.
Absolutely we are. We truly are. And they're still adding on to it like there's never a discussion of going in debt any longer. They're spending trillions upon trillions upon trillions and acting like everything is just fine. No one even talks about the budget. Why should they? There is no budget.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today or yesterday warned of the risk of a permanence of divergence in the global economy in the wake of the crisis and urged major economies to inject significant new fiscal support to secure a robust recovery.
Let the government fix it.
Let the government fix it. They're not fixing anything.
No, they
never fixing
have.
It with all the money that you can give them, and it's not going to do anything. Remember, when they say inject new fiscal support, it's your money. Somebody's got to pay for it. So aren't you glad they're spending your money, throwing your money down a rat hole?
And our children is getting and fixed. Grandchildren, our children and grandchildren. If time goes on, it's costing our posterity more than we can even begin to believe. It's not payable, Bill. You know that. We can't pay it back.
Yeah. It's too great
it's
to be
payable.
Paid. They will
we
default.
Can't pay back. Yes.
That simple. Even Donald Trump talked about it multiple times.
So we just want to get over the fact that we think we're ever going to get out of this because we're not. Not in one piece, anyway.
Absolutely. So, anyway, you know, and again, when we do these programs, it's like we read everything. We look at all of these reports. We see all the numbers. And we put two and two together. And it's just kind of interesting, Butch.
It is interesting. And what we're reporting has actually happened. We've been talking about it for years. The headlines that we share with people are not made up. We didn't write them. These are actual facts that are coming together. And the demise is so obvious. Even we'll share more in a minute on the different things that's hurting poor people. And I'll share what's happening here in West Virginia that's going to hurt a lot of people. But it's getting worse all the time, but it's not just falling apart yet, so people are still hanging in hoping. But if and when they do the reset, it's going to destroy people's retirements. There'll be no more Social Security as we know it now. And whatever takes the place of the dollar, what are you going to give them for the dollar? You know, in the book of Genesis, when Joseph went into Egypt, and he made second in command to the Pharaoh, and he took over the Pharaoh had a dream about seven lean years with very little, and seven fat years, just had very little, you know, with abundance. And Joseph interpreted the dream, said, you're going to have 7 years of abundance, and you're going to have 7 years of lean, of very lean times. You better start preparing for that. And before the lean times were over, Joseph had purchased everybody's property in Egypt and throughout many other nations. Egypt owned their property because they ran out of gold and silver to trade in even melody. They finally gave up their own property to buy food. So when this reset comes and something takes place to dollar, what are you going to trade for the new dollar? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So I don't know, folks. That's why I keep talking about gold and silver. It's something. It'd be worth something. Maybe enough to get you started again. But, you know, being somewhat of a Bible scholar, I've studied it for many, many years, I can see a lot of things coming together scripturally, and obviously that's true, and I'm not ashamed at all to say that. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled every day, all over the world, but here in America especially. But this first article I want to share very quickly, it's just stunning, and it's on our website, folks. If you want to check it out, pastorbutch.com. Look under Church News. City Council meeting in Alaska begins with prayer to Satan. Now, this is 30 years ago, this woman thought of. On April 6th, this Assembly of Kenai Peninsula Borough in Alaska began meeting. It's meeting with a Luciferian prayer to Satan. The prayer was given by Iris Fontana, a member of the Satanic Temple. Fontana began by calling on the Assembly to stand now unbowed and unfettered by arcane doctrines born of fearful minds and darkened times. Let us embrace the Luciferian impulse to eat of the tree of knowledge and dispel our blissful and comforting delusions. Let us demand that individuals be judged for their actions, not their fidelity, to social norms and not meaningless categories. It is done. Hail Satan. This is on video. Many people sat down and didn't stand up for the prayer. Good for them. I do believe if I'd been there, I'd had to do more than that. I'd had to say something. But nonetheless, folks, when you spit in the face of God and you think you're going to be blessed, you're either totally ignorant, as we're told in scriptures, you're a fool because you don't believe in God, or I don't know what else to say. I mean, you don't do that. Payday comes every time. So I just want to share that, Melody, because Amos 8:11 said there'll be a famine in the land, not for food and water, but for the Word of God. And we're certainly seeing the lack of the true Word being preached today in most places. Now, we'll move on. But I want to share that. That bothered me, Melody. My children are living in America. My grandchildren live in America. My great-grandchild is on the way, by the way. Is going to live in this country if time goes long enough. It bothers me for their future. And I think that should be the way it ought to be. Don't you think we should be concerned about our children's futures?
We should be.
Absolutely we should be. And I can't believe I'm going to be a great-grandpa here by another 6 months or so. I mean, that to me is overwhelming. I remember when my oldest granddaughter was the one that was having the baby. I remember when she was born. I remember the first time she called me Papaw. I'm getting old. But anyway, that's why I keep going. That's why I keep going. It's not for us. It's for those who are trying to help.
Hey, we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hey, does civilization seem stable to you? When 911 is busy or law enforcement decides to hide rather than protect you, don't worry. With Spike Training, you will know exactly what to do. Through a series of approximately 96 hours of video training seminars, Bo Gright, America's most decorated Green Beret commander, and his team of professional instructors brings his special forces training to your home through digital video. Delivered priority mail on a 128 gigabyte USB flash drive in 960 by 640 quality, you will receive the same instruction that Special Operations Command elite troops receive. There are no guarantees in life, but education and preparation always better your odds for survival. Go to bogrites.us, that's bogrites.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of Spike training. Single-phase downloads are also available on the site.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. I just want to, it's time to thank everyone for supporting this program, for trusting Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Just remember, as you make purchases through Discount Gold and Silver, we do support many other programs. It doesn't just all come into my pocket. We support many other programs. It's all about education, learning, spreading the word. It's a whole lot more than just your finances that's happening to our nation. And it is all important. So thank you. Be a part of spreading the word. Try to educate. Don't preach, Find things that you can share that people can read, articles that they can read, books that they can read. To me, I think that's the best way to open up a person's mind, is allow them to read for themselves. And that's what I think anyway. Because I know if somebody's preaching to me, I kind of just tune them out. And I know when I'm preaching to somebody, I can see them tuning me out. So
now,
sometimes
it works.
Save the preachers
next weekend.
Save the preaching for the preachers, huh? What?
That's what I'm going to say. Well, I'm going to tell the church this week. I'm going to tell Melody said I can't preach.
No, say the preaching for the preachers.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
And
so
by the way,
I was
folks,
prepared.
She does support our broadcast. A very great blessing to us. And that's the truth. She really does.
And other ones also.
Yeah, several of them. But I'm just saying about what you've done for us. And you've been a friend of us, of ours now for a long time. A long time. But he's talking about gold. And folks, here's another proof that people that within common sense are moving in the direction of protecting themselves with precious metals. Hungarian Central Bank boosts gold reserves by 3,000% in less than 3 years. The Central Bank of Hungary, the Magyar Nemzetközi Bank, has just announced a purchase of a massive 63 tons of good delivery gold bars, and is doing so triple the nation's gold holdings from 31.5 tons to 94.5 tons. In its press release about the huge transaction published April 7th, the Hungarian Central Bank explains that its rationale for the dramatic purchase of what is approximately 5,040 large 400-ounce gold bars. Can you imagine, Melody? 5,040 400-ounce gold bars. That's worth a couple dollars now. Highlighting that gold has no credit risk. Now listen, folks. No counterparty risk. And so reinforces sovereign trust over all economic environments, normal and extreme, while being one of the most crucial reserve assets that a central bank can hold. And it's also a hedge against inflation. There you go. What can I say, Mel? That's not you
where
and I saying. That's
that
a Hungarian
before?
Bank saying.
Where have
I wonder,
heard that
I wonder
before?
Where you have. I wonder where you heard that before.
I don't know.
But you know, when you have national banks saying we're doing this for this reason, maybe we should pay attention. I'm sure they're doing well in the markets. I imagine they are. But they're protecting their assets. There's nothing wrong with profiting in markets. I'm not saying there is. I never have said that. But it's always a iffy situation. Why not have something to back up what you've got in case that would go down? Something that will always be there, a tangible asset in your possession that's always going to be worth something. That is just common sense. It's like a foundation to a house. Build as nice as you want, but if a storm takes it down, the foundation will probably still be there. So think about those things. Any comments, Melody?
Nope.
Grim view of global future offered in intelligence report. Now, this is Washington, AP. U.S. intelligence officials are painting a dark picture of the world's future, writing in a report released Thursday that the coronavirus pandemic has deepened the economic inequality, strained government resources, and fanned national sentiments. Anyway, those assessments are included in a global trends report by the Governor's National Intelligence Council, a document produced every 4 years. This year's report is designed to help policymakers and citizens anticipate the economic, environmental, technological, and demographic forces likely to shape the world through the next 20 years. The document focuses heavily on the impact of the pandemic, calling it the most significant singular global disruption since World War II, with health, economic, political, and security implications that will ripple for years to come. Yeah, that's very true. It's going to ripple for a long time to come. It truly is, and that's a report folks made out of Washington. This isn't what Billy and I were saying. This is coming out of Washington. So that should be a serious warning that they expect this isn't over yet. And they're not coming out right out and saying, Billy, that the things aren't good. They're not just coming out and saying that things are good now. It's really tough. They're saying this is going to have a ripple effect for years to come.
Well, it sure is. I mean, you just can't shut down the global economies and not have a ripple effect that's going to last for years to come. I mean, if anybody can't recognize that, they really are caught up in something that's beyond what we can think of. But yeah, I mean, there's just no way. I mean, I don't think anybody can really believe the gravity of shutting down global economies at once.
No, you
I
can't.
Mean, It's like stopping the planet from rotating. You know, I mean, it's just like, to me, I think it's, to me, I think it's a big deal. Maybe I'm the one that's wrong, Butch. Maybe it is no big deal. Maybe we could shut down the global economies whenever we wanted and there's no, you know, domino trickle down effect.
Well,
I don't believe that, but
people don't stop and think that the stimulus checks, I don't care how many of those you get, if the product isn't being produced, what are you going to buy with it?
Yep.
I mean, I think that's pretty common sense. If the food chain breaks, how are you going to buy food even though you got money in your pocket? Somebody said, Lindsay Williams told me years ago, he was told by some of his friends that there'd be...
Do you know where he's at now? I don't mean to interrupt. Well, I haven't heard of him.
He's in Arizona. He's doing fine.
Yeah.
He's in Arizona. He and I, Marsha, and his wife were in Mexico together last September at BioCare Hospital for what I call tune-up. But anyway, they're doing fine. One of his elite friends said there'll be food on the shelves, but no money to buy it with, and then vice versa. So think about that. Over 18 million Americans are still on government jobless benefits despite broad reopenings. After briefly dipping below 700,000 2 weeks ago, the number of Americans filing for the first time jobless claims has spiked back to 744,000. This is coming despite reopening happening broadly across America. California and New York were the biggest drivers of the deteriorating situation. While continuing claims continue to slide, pandemic emergency claims rose last week. For all intent and purpose, the labor market situation in America has gone nowhere in 4 months. We're going to need another few $1 trillion. Doesn't that wrap it up? Well, there's no work, but we need more money. Print up some more. Isn't that the mindset, seriously? I mean, I like to think this was just a comical remark, but the article doesn't tend that direction. So print some more stimulus. We're still hurting, so give us some more digits on a computer somewhere. Isn't that what they're saying?
Gimme, 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 gimme.
Of course. And I guess as long as they can keep printing it, people keep taking it, even though it buys less and less, you know, they'll keep taking it. I'm still getting over the shock that looked a price of 2 before here a couple weeks ago, and it was $9 after tax for a 2 before by 8. I mean, a stud, they call them. I mean, I remember buying 46 cents a piece. Now they're almost $9. I would call that inflation. What would you call it, Mildy?
You know, it's funny. I don't know if I can see in this here, Jerome Powell. He expects prices rising this year. But it's not inflation.
Oh, it isn't?
No. He said that a surge in spending as the U.S. economy reopens, as long as with bottleneck and supplies, will likely push prices higher this year, but would not result in the kind of year-after-year price rises that would constitute inflation. So,
Melody, when's the last time we didn't have inflation?
I know it. When they took us off the gold standard.
That's exactly right. And up to 64, a little bit of silver held it back a little bit.
Yep.
After that, it was free fall.
Yep.
So people just stop and think. I don't care if you're just 20 years old. When you were 10 years old and you bought a candy bar, what'd you pay for it? What is it now? I mean, think about this. That's called inflation. For whatever the reason they use that says it happened, it's still inflation. Inflation means higher prices. Period. That's it. This economic depression has left very deep economic scars all over America. The last 12 months have been pure hell for the U.S. economy. According to Oxford Information Technology, approximately 4 million U.S. businesses, 4 million U.S. I said 400,000, 4 million U.S. businesses permanently closed their doors in 2020. Divide that by 50 states, add up how many that is, folks, per state. We have never seen that many businesses wiped out in such a short period of time in the entire history of our country. Meanwhile, we have seen a tsunami of unemployment that has been absolutely unprecedented. More than 70 million new claims for unemployment benefits have been filed during the pandemic. The number of new claims each week continues to hover at a level that is almost 3 times as high as we witnessed before the pandemic. Currently, the Economic Policy Institute is telling us that 25 million American workers are either unemployed, underemployed, or pulled out of the workforce entirely. This economic depression has already been extremely painful, and many experts believe that a whole lot more economic pain is still on the way. And I totally agree. I totally agree. Any comments to that?
No.
I mean, what can you add to it?
There's
4 million businesses permanently closed. 4 million. Wow! If they only had 10 employees per business.
Yeah.
Gee,
I get it.
That's unbelievable.
It's just something else that just shows. And, you know, again, when they talk about all these, you know, people coming back to work like these are new jobs and so forth. No, they're not new jobs. People are just coming back and trying to get back what they had, or maybe they are going to new jobs because their old ones are gone. And then we're entering into the world of technology and robots and everything else.
And the 4 million that closed that aren't coming back, there are no jobs there any longer, are they?
No.
Now, this one here has got me a little bit ticked off and concerned. It sounds like a good idea to you to start looking into it. West Virginia pins population growth hopes on income tax cut. Now, folks, West Virginia is a different state, a different kind of state than most places. It truly is. It's got a lot of good points, a lot of bad points. With West Virginia about to lose another congressional seat because of steady population decline, Republican lawmakers are convinced a massive income tax cut is a key to reversing the trend. But figuring out how to do that without harming the state's most vulnerable or punching a massive hole in the budget has proven complicated. Although the United States doubled in population over the last 7 years or 7 decades, West Virginia is heading the other direction. Tracking closely with the long-term decline of the coal industry, is the only state in the nation with fewer residents than it had in 1950. That's true. Figures from the 2020 U.S. Census, expected to be released that later this month, are projected to reduce West Virginia seats in that U.S. House from 3 to 2. But West Virginia, Republicans say a pandemic that has devastated some states' budgets has highlighted their state's positive side. They say soaring mountain vistas, wide open landscape, and low cost of living have given the state a once-in-a-generation shot to draw new residents through the lure of lower taxes. The whole world is looking at us right now, Republican Governor Jim Justice said this week. There is a giant urgency. Despite one party rule in the state, Justice has struggled to convince his fellow Republicans what a tax cut should look like. Many say a state that has long faced economic hardship should be careful about raising its sales tax or taking other steps that can harm its most vulnerable people. With the session scheduled to end Saturday, Tom is running to get something done this year. Critics say leaders are embarking on a population growth experiment that will likely lead to cuts to education and social services in one of the country's poorest states. The latest plan approved by the Senate after weeks of wrangling will cut the income tax by 40% and raise the sales tax from 6 to 8%, which would be the highest in the nation. Justice originally cited a 60% cut to the income tax. Now, this is, Melody, I live here all my life, except when I was in the military. The poor and medium income people in the state don't pay much state tax. They get it back in the year anyway, with deducts to get it back. I know this year I broke even. Nothing going out, nothing coming in. I broke even. So the sales tax for most people in the state is really null and void because, again, if they have any deductions, they get it back. But the 8% sales tax, everyone pays it on everything you buy. And, of course, they'll raise your lumber bills, too, which right now I think is 5%. They'll raise it, I'm sure, to 7 or whatever, because it's always a little bit less. They will raise all this because states will not lose money. They'll make it up somewhere else. And cutting this, much like the income tax going, raising the sales tax will harm many people on the lower wage criteria that they never had to worry about before. Because you can't not get that back when your taxes at the end of the year. It's gone. So I hope the state doesn't fall in this snare. Cutting income tax, more power to you. But raising taxes, everybody has to pay every time they buy anything, no matter what it is, is going to be money that they never have a chance to get back in deductions. Leave it alone. If you're going to have to raise this kind of money in other ways, leave the state tax alone. Any comments, Melody?
No, But I mean, again, you're right. If they need the money, they'll just get it somehow, some way. So, you know,
and
even
taxes,
even though you might still have some deductions, they're just going to be offset with the increased taxes. So, I mean, it's a losing game.
It is.
It's not on our side. It's a losing proposition.
Well,
it's done.
Like I said, this year I broke even on state taxes. I didn't get
until people start demanding that government doesn't spend, even in their local communities, it's just going to continue.
Yes, it is. But, you know, if they raise sales tax to 8%, Melody, I'll still pay the extra 2% every year, whether I get state taxes back or not. I'll still pay the extra 2%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they got me. They'll get more money on me because I didn't pay anything this year.
Yep.
In income tax.
Hey, we're out of time. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. Selfdefensefund.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. It is Friday, April 9th, 2020. What year is this? 21.
Yes,
you know,
it
what's
is.
Funny? I'm seeing some things that are referencing 2022. And I'm thinking, oh, that's a few years away. And I'm thinking, oh, no, that's next year.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's amazing. 2025,
and that seems like it's being 50 years away.
I know. You know, I don't know about you, but I haven't heard a whole lot. I don't want to touch on this very long, but, you know, yesterday Biden announced his little gun control measures. He unveiled his first attempts to curb, and I really haven't heard much anyone really speaking out against it.
Well, there's already a lawsuit started.
Well, there's as there should be.
Yeah.
But you haven't heard hardly anything. I mean, a lot of these Republicans are just so quiet. You know, and I think
that's
the most dangerous. Yeah, I know. That's my point. And I think that it's more what he also said, that no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's what he said. Absolutely said that. So the First Amendment can be changed. Second Amendment can be changed. Tenth Amendment can be changed. It makes no difference. Any amendment can be changed because Joe Biden said they're not absolute. You don't have absolute right to anything.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
What he said. And yeah, there's going to be, and now he's passed, he's undermining the Constitution by executive orders.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
And he put the head of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms head was the one that led the invasion of the in Texas, Waco, Texas, with the Branch Davidians, and also with where was Randy Weaver at? Was that Idaho, Utah, whenever it was? He's the one that masterminded those, and he said Americans don't need guns. Like, you know, they be regulated. I mean, he's the one that done all this, and he's now had the ATF.
Amazing.
I think we better pay attention, folks.
I think so.
But back to economics. Poorest Americans hit hardest by post-pandemic K-shaped inflation surge. This first line really, it's funny, but it's not funny. As long as you don't eat food, use energy, or clean your home, assuming you're not homeless, the pandemic has been good to you. Let that sink in a minute. As long as you don't eat, consume energy, or clean your house, you're in good shape. For low-income Americans, it has been a double whammy of job losses. The total number of Americans receiving job benefits from the government has basically stagnated for the last 4 months. And significant increase in the cost of living. If you like to eat, food price inflation is running at more than double the headline rate, and that I guarantee it is more than double the headline rate. And staples like household cleaning products have also climbed. If you drive a car, gas prices have soared in recent months, all which might explain why confidence among the lowest income Americans is lagging significantly, because groceries or gas take up a bigger share of their monthly shopping basket than the case for wealthier households, and they're items that can't easily be deferred or substituted. No, you have a hard time deferring food and things you need, like to travel back and forth to work. So hopefully you're working. Well, I thought that was pretty well said. It's just more than double the headline rate. What is a headline rate, Melody?
The what?
The headline rate for inflation. What's the government say it is?
Oh, it's still in their guidelines, you know, 2.
It's like
minus
2 or 3%. And this article says it's at least double that.
That's less than 2.
So saying it's less than double is an understatement. It's at least 10 times higher than that. And surely you can see that if you just open your eyes. Now, if we lived in New York and we were illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, we would be in for another check from the state of New York. New York is going to give $15,600 to undocumented migrants hit by COVID. Isn't that wonderful, Melody? The New York will offer payments up to $15,600 to undocumented immigrants affected by the pandemic in a sweeping move which could benefit nearly 300,000 people in the state. So what you're saying is there are 300,000 illegal aliens in New York and we're going to pay them. What part of illegal don't people understand? The state dedicated a total of $2.1 billion to an excluded worker fund, which will make one-time payments to undocumented people, folks, unlawful aliens, who lost work during the coronavirus outbreak, which has shut down New York City last spring. Why are they working here illegally? And the state knows it, Melody. Why are they not being arrested for working in the state illegally by state officials? If they know this, why don't they shut it down? Is that a fair question?
It is.
Undocumented workers are eligible to receive $15,600 if they can prove they are New York State residents who are ineligible for unemployment benefits due to their immigration status and lost income due to the pandemic. Other undocumented immigrants who are unable to meet the same level of verification will be eligible for $3,200. The amount of federal assistance payments many Americans have already received, but which undocumented immigrants have been unable to claim. Why is it? Maybe I'm just looking this the wrong way. But how come people come here legally, take away jobs from people that are here, that are citizens of this country? How come they're getting $15,600 and the lowest one's going to get $3,200 for coming here, living among us illegally, And they're going to get money and the people that need it aren't? Melody, I'm sorry. This just absolutely makes me kind of hot on the collar. These people are here illegally and the state is paying them to be here. How messed up can that be?
Well, it is. It always has been. And this isn't the first time. It's been going on forever. And that's the whole problem.
Unbelievable.
They continue. Yes. I remember when I lived in Missouri, Sedalia. That's where they had the state fair. So you had the big billboard that would always introduce the fair and everything. And I can remember advertisements helping because there was a lot of chicken farms. I can't remember which one was there, one of them. And they advertised down in Mexico. And they bring the workers up there. And then they have government offices, and I don't know if they're government, but they're groups that help people fill out the government paperwork so they can get the benefits. We'll help you. We'll help you fill out the paperwork so you do it the right way. You know, and that's what I was always raised. It's always those who have the benefits, not all, but not. I'm not just talking about illegal aliens, but if you know the right way to do it, you can get them. There's right ways and wrong ways.
And even with American citizens, welfare has been bred into many people. You know that. They pass on to the next generation. That's just a fact.
It's just the facts. And you know what? It's sad. It's not the people that they're there because they're on the system. It's sad because it was government that took away the jobs so they could work.
Yep.
So they sold you out. They sold this country out of good paying jobs and they put people on programs to compensate for taking their jobs. And I mean, it's just, and then they're it's the government who squawks the loudest about all the jobs that they create. Like this infrastructure. Oh, it's going to create so many jobs. No, it isn't. Temporarily, maybe. But they're also going to lose the reports of a million jobs. And where did we get here? What happened to all the jobs prior to? So it's just, I don't know, Butch.
It's insanity. It truly is
insanity.
You know, and
it's too late. It's too late now to bring those jobs back.
It is.
They're not coming back.
You know, when you have cities praying to Satan, you know you're pretty much on a downhill incline. So. But you know what? The mall vacancy rate hit another record high. I'm not going to even read the whole article, but mall vacancy rates hits another record high. The malls are still being hit and suffering. That's all there is to it. They are. And you remember when malls first become popular? My gosh, they were the rage. You know, they're going to transform the country. Now they're struggling to keep going. But when 4 million businesses sold out, no matter where they were, a lot of them probably were in the mall. Like GNC, they were in the mall, not too far from where I live. They're closed. Other businesses that were open in malls are gone. It's just the way it is. So, but it's okay. We can still afford to pay an illegal alien $15,600 just to help me out. No problem. Now, look, Cuomo is raising a tax on the rich people in the state, and the blind are leaving. He's crying about it, but nonetheless, it's no problem. Let the government fix it. Right?
You got it.
In France, farmers have taken to the streets in protest to broadcast their fellow to their fellow citizens about the urgency of saving French agriculture, without which we will lose our food autonomy. Ice Age Farmer reports that as the Green New Deal, a.k.a. the Great Reset, a.k.a. Agenda 21, is implemented in the EU, there's a war on traditional farming and ranching. He said that, in fact, the goal was to take food autonomy away from everyone around the world, to make us all slaves to the fake meat and lab-grown nonsense of the big ag companies and the technologies behind them. Now, folks, this is going on all over the world, in America also. In this case, they're complaining about the Green New Deal and they use new taxes on nitrogen fertilizers because the goal is to phase out all fertilizers. And it's not just France that's noticing this systematic war. A set of laws going into play in Croatia that is both deploying surveillance drones over fishing boats to keep track of in real time how many fish they're pulling in. They're also making it illegal to save seeds, and they're doing a comprehensive inventory of all farms and animals and food practices everywhere. They're making it illegal to save what we'll call them heirloom seeds that can reproduce. They're doing complete inventory of all the animals on farms, and they're tracking fishermen with drones. Would you call that a police state, Melody?
I don't know what you call it.
I call it sad and sick, but it is that. Agenda 21, you know, New Green, the New Deal, the Reset, whatever you want to call it. You don't think that's going to affect people? Farmers especially can't even raise the food? And it's going to affect people that can't buy because it's not there to buy? And Melody, if corporations, huge corporations get in charge of producing the food, do you think we're going to know what we're eating?
We already don't know what we're eating.
No, we don't. This is going to be much worse. But Russia-Ukraine days from war, as Vladimir Putin puts 100,000 troops on the border. And this is getting to be very serious. The Russia-Ukraine crisis could be days from exploding into war, with a source saying UK commanders are on high alert and monitoring the situation with growing concern. UK senior commanders and Whitehall officials are on high alert and monitoring the situation with growing concern every day. Moscow has amassed close to 100,000 troops at the flashpoint border, and senior Ukraine military sources fear its war planners may have wrong-footed them. Putin's navy on Thursday piled on further pressure on embattled Kiev by announcing the deployment of a war-fighting fleet towards Ukraine arriving within days. A source said aggressive Russian troop movements towards the border have caused a great deal of concern within the Ministry of Defense. The situation is being monitored constantly. I would definitely be described this as a growing crisis. Ukrainian serviceman, there's a picture working on a tank here. It is feared that within days, more than 95,000 assault troops backed by tanks, armored vehicles, artillery, and even thermobaric rocket batteries will be ready to invade. Tens of thousands of Ukrainian troops, including reservists, have been called up to the border, and U.S. advisors are believed to be in the country, according to sources. American intelligence assessment grade the threat of a major Russia-Ukraine flare-up as potential imminent crisis, as stated by the European Operations Center, EUCOM. Doesn't sound too reassuring, does it?
No, it doesn't. When you talk about 100,000 troops...
That's a lot of troops.
That's a lot.
And the Ukraine's drawn people about 100,000 up to the borders on their side. And Turkey says U.S. warships to deploy to the Black Sea until May 4th. So we have warships going in. And I read this in a prophecy book many years ago, that when you see the ships amassing in the Black Sea, bad things about to happen. That's what he said. What's going to happen or not, I'm not saying. But that's what the prophet said. So we will see. And China issued new threats to Taiwan. The island's military won't stand a chance, China says. So I'm not going to have time to get into this. We're running out of time quickly here. But China said, you know, you won't have a chance to win. Don't try it. So how much more blatant? I mean, what else can they say? You won't stand a chance, is what they said.
Well, you know, one thing, Butch, is with this president that we have, if we know that he has mental issues, that we think he has dementia and so forth. So
right.
Does every leader across this world. And there's no reason why they wouldn't take advantage of this person. So this is, I think, why you're seeing all these moves so suddenly. And so we suddenly have to end this program because we're out of time. And we will return on Monday. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank Butch. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.